And we're back once again, and we're back with something pretty exciting, I think. Going to talk about the Jennison Electric Park, and we have Jeff Reynolds with us. And good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Juke.
And we have
hearing aid. I got to get that on.
Lois Jessica Kays. Okay, we're getting the earphones on her so she can hear. Otherwise, I can turn this speaker up a little bit, too. How would that be? Okay. You can hear now?
No.
Good. All right. All right. So we will be taking some calls to the program, but first we're going to talk a little bit about this book, which she has written. Jeff, you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Lois Jessica Kays has been working on this book as long as I've been in Holland, and as I have completed my 17 years at Hope College in the archives now, one of my first researchers was Lois when I first came. She was still there. She had been working on the book for so long, even when I got there, that I was always wondering what Lois was doing over there on the microfilm machine, if people remember what microfilm machines are. And her and Mary Gross were diligently working on the history of Jennison Park, and I didn't know what that even was until I sat down and talked to Lois a little bit about her project. And then I became kind of enthused with it because it was kind of a cool thing to find out there was an amusement park in any community in Michigan, and that Lois lived almost on the spot in her home in the Jennison area. So now we got to go together and started talking, and I just started finding stuff, and I would give them to her, and she kept working the microfilm, and eventually she finished up that process even after Mary had passed away and started the writing process, and then I would see these manuscripts coming in. And over about a 10-year period, Lois would say, you know, I think I'm ready for the book. So we kind of decided to do a dog and pony show. We went on the road in Holland and the historical groups, and I think we did it 10 times to the different historical groups in the Holland area, including Zeeland. And people are like, where's the book? And I think finally Lois heard them, and she finally got the manuscript to a point where she was able to share it. And it took her three editors and one publisher to get it done. But thankfully, it's done now, and it's in print, and Juke has a copy of it in front of him. And if you weren't able to join Lois a couple Wednesdays ago at Reader's World for the signing, she still has them on sale at Reader's World and other places like the Holland Museum and through the publisher, In-Depth Publications. And I think it's time for Lois to talk a little bit about why you did the book and some of the journey that it took to do that. Can you do that, Lois?
Oh, sure. I think I got started probably when I discovered postcards, collecting postcards, and the first one was the Windmill Station at Virginia Park. And more postcards, and I thought, gee, I have to find out more of the history of all this, and I love research. So I started researching Jennison Park, which also was the reason that I started it, was because my dad had started his first minnows and ferry boats and fish shanties in Jennison Park. And from there I went on and found out, oh my gosh, this is intriguing. But I didn't realize how much actual history there was to it. The newspaper back in those days would write an article. If Mrs. Jones had company for the weekend, it was in the newspaper. And if it was at Jennison Park, of course I had to have it. So I have volumes and volumes of research for Jennison. It's a wonderful history. It keeps us aware of the era at that time, and all the fun people had without much money, without cars, without television sets. It was a beautiful, beautiful time.
Mm-hmm. You remember Zylstra's store?
Remember Zylstra's?
Zylstra's store.
It was what? Tell us the story.
No, Juke's asking about Zylstra's store. Do you remember a Zylstra store?
About what?
Zylstra's grocery store.
No.
No?
I guess not.
Okay.
She doesn't know everything.
Well, I remember Jennison Park, and I had been there as a boy, and I
You're
remember...
You're not that old, Duke.
No,
No, I don't think so.
I think I am. I think I am. And I remember when the old Derby racer was up there. It wasn't running anymore when I was of age, but the old Derby racer sure was picturesque nonetheless, but it wasn't safe enough to operate it, I don't think.
Well, and I think Lois has forgotten some of the major involvement of her family in Jenison Park is when the Jessic brothers first came to Holland to build boats. They were in Jenison Park, and
right.
a lot of their work went to building boats that people then would use for recreational purposes on the lake.
Ferry boats.
Ferry boats. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's always good when I go down to see Eldine Shipyard that I still see the Jessic family there.
Sure.
Obviously things have changed quite a bit, but it wasn't for the Jessics, there wouldn't be a shipyard there and the history that goes with that. So
yeah.
Many, many people in Holland still remember the good old brown buildings, walking down the old docks that certainly weren't up to date like they are today.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful shipyard today, but we were in the olden times.
Oh, back sure.
in the beginnings of the 19th century, so they were different and mean very, very much to many, many people, even the resorters that came. I think many of them came because of the boating that we had
yes.
in Holland.
Yes. Mm-hmm. yes.
And I think it's an honor that the Eldine family has purchased one of the old Jessic ferry boats that were made in, the one they had was made in Grand Rapids, but it's housed there, and they bring it out periodically, like the Vintage Holland Boat Show at the Holland
right.
Museum. They typically bring it to that. I think it's really cool that the Eldine family has one of the Jessic ferry boats launches as kind of a testament to why this company is so important and where its location is. So that's really
nice. I discovered I have one of the running lights for that old ferry boat, which
really?
Someday I'm going to have to tell Eldine's.
You didn't steal it, did you?
I did not steal it. I just found it amongst the many, many old things of Dad's and I've been going through lately.
Very good. Very
there's
good.
A really great photograph in the book that In-Depth Publications decided to choose, and it's a shot of Lois and her father on a, it looks like a converted Coast Guard lifeboat, maybe.
It is. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful photo of a loving daughter and a dad that kind of saw her passion for sailing and boating in the area. And
yep.
A lot of people don't recognize that Lois was a national sailboat champion at one time when she
really?
Was younger.
Not national.
Not national, okay.
No.
She was a Michigan Crescent sailboat champion when she was younger. And some of the best photographs in her scrapbook collection include her her newspaper clippings of her winning in the Jenison
mm-hmm.
Park, Magatawa area. So she's lived there. Well, most of your life, correct?
All my life, except my married life. And we raised our children in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, and then retired back here.
Very good. Very
really
good.
Really love it. Absolutely love it.
Well, it was just a place to go for so many people. Jenison Park, as I recall it, and this was the terminus for a lot of people from Grand Rapids. They'd come on Sunday or a weekend, and they'd entertain themselves at Jenison Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it Jenison Electric Park, and that's because I think some of the electric lights were lit on the merry-go-round and so on at that
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like Joe, and when I read the book, the final version of it, I learned so much more than I had just from the other manuscript versions. Lois had put in there about if it wasn't for the interurban coming to that area, the Jenison Park
wouldn't have
had electricity.
That's right.
And then we wouldn't have had electric park, and then just the Macatawa area wouldn't have had power. Castle Park received electric service because the interurban continued to the Saugatuck area
right.
and brought that connection. So the electric park had its own value, but it was amazing how much the interurban brought civilization, if you want to call it, electricity to the lakeshore area. A lot of people were still kind of waiting on the municipalities to provide, and it wasn't happening.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So it's a very interesting book in the way it shows the progress of the area through the early 20th century, but it's, I think, sad, too, when you see some of the things falling away, like the roller coasters and the different rides that were all so important to people at the early part of the centuries for entertainment, and how America has changed virtually because of what the automobile brought to us, and independence sometimes
speed.
Brings. Yeah. It changed the way we enjoyed leisure, and it's a sad, kind of a sad commentary
yes.
on that.
Yes.
I sometimes wish I was from that era, but I also remember there weren't always good things in that era
yeah.
either. So.
Yeah.
I wish all of our children these days had lived back in those days. It was so much better, so much fun. Being on the lake, being in the woods, going wherever you wanted to go with no fear at all. And lots of people wonder how come in such a small area we could have had such a big amusement park.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But
yes.
we did. We had the roller coaster and the merry-go-round. We had the House of Troubles. We had
the whirlpool.
Whirlwind. We had
the Cave shooting gallery. I remember the shooting gallery.
And the gallery.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also in Lois's book, she points out that there was some serious rubs between the local population, especially on Sunday, and how entertainment
yes.
on Sunday and the sale of liquor has not been, it's not a recent event. It's something that's been going on a long time in America, and Holland was just one of those communities that struggled with some of that, and how we were able to work through it and how people were able to behave themselves and still enjoy a Sunday afternoon with their family. And I'm glad to see some of that still survives.
Yes.
And unfortunately, some of it is bad as well. But Lois has spent a lot of time pointing out a lot of different things that were going on in the Holland and Jenison Electric Park area through the simple placement of an interurban and an amusement park along the lake shore. She did not forget about what was going on in the world around her. As she wrote. So it was really, it's a nice snapshot of America in the early 20th century that I think a lot of people will enjoy because you can read it, but also apply it to different areas of the community and to the state.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your early life at Jessic's. What was that like?
It was a wonderful life. It was lonesome in the winter times and so many people in the summertime. We had a wonderful family life, I think, compared to today, that families aren't even eating together. We lived together, played together, hiked together, did everything together.
I have a call on the line here. Let me see what their question is. Good morning. You're on the line. I guess we don't have anybody on the line. Okay. We'll continue.
Okay. One thing I'd like to say, Duke, is that I know there's many, many people out there who have visited Jenison Park, who have pictures of Jenison Park, and I would so love to talk to you and share our photographs, show our memories, but most of all, that I could learn more about it. If you could possibly call me in the future sometime, I would love it. Thank you.
All right. That's good. That's good. Well, I remember going there for a Sunday school picnic.
Oh, Sunday picnics, Duke,
yeah.
They were something else. The women with their beautiful hats, all dressed up. Oh, my.
Now, here's something else that will interest you. My father bought the shooting gallery when they broke it down.
Oh, and you still got it?
No, I wish I had.
Oh,
just the sign on the front.
And you still have it?
No.
You don't have that either?
He built something else out of it. I don't know. So. I remember he got it and he hauled it home.
I remember we gave the show one time to someone, and the late Robert Curtis from Holland mentioned that he used to be the pin setter in the bowling alley out there. And Lois, I think he even said he had some of the pins or something. And boy, Lois lit right up, you know, to have a living, working employee of Jenison Electric Park. And yeah, it was really interesting. I think, unfortunately, you see a lot of people that kind of remembered some of the older buildings, and I think that was your first experience, wasn't it?
Mine was that being just, oh, I don't know, very, I don't even know if I was in school yet, but my brother and I walked down to Jenison Park, which was about two blocks away for us, and there the merry-go-round was all boarded up, little knot holes in the wood, and we could look through it and see the beautiful horses inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't remember any other buildings, anything there. There must have been, and I just was so taken in with the horses.
Hmm. That may be.
That,
well, we also had a, a boat livery there, and you could go for a boat ride. You could take your girl for a boat ride if you wanted to. And I asked the guy, we were kids, of course, I asked the guy how much it cost. He said, 2 bits. I didn't know how much 2 bits was.
Oh, there were lots of ferry boats coming in and out. That was one of Dad's businesses, was bringing people from Holland or Ottawa Beach and bringing them over there, taking them back, that
yeah.
sort of thing. It was the only way some people could reach Jennison Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the description in your book about the roads, what is now South Shore Drive, are really scary when you think about how the cars maybe got to Central Park and that was it.
Gave up.
Stuck in the sand and they yeah. walked or just gave up and took the interurban.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe the interurban did that on purpose so that people couldn't drive to Electric Park. No.
Yeah, you better be careful.
But I think it also was indicative when they did pave South Shore Drive, how it changed almost overnight.
Yeah.
How the Electric Park population got there, and it was really sad. Yeah.
Now I remember they tore the buildings all down, and it stood empty for quite a few years, totally empty except the trees.
Yeah.
And you could go in there and go to the lake, park at the lake if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the submarine races.
Yeah. The youth of America don't know what that means anymore, do they?
No, I don't think so.
They did still have the yacht club, though, the yacht club built up at the time, and that was there. And then Dad moved that down to the marina and used it as his office building for many years.
Oh, that was nice. That was nice. Maybe. But I always remember going past Jessica's and seeing those huge boats in the barns that they have inside.
That was a little bit later.
Yeah, that was a little bit later.
But. Yeah, more like the 40s, late 30s, 40s, something like that.
And they built boats there, too, for a while, didn't they?
They built boats, during the war.
During the war,
we built sub chasers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was all converted to wartime type things, you know.
And just like Chris Graff was all landing craft.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Made a lot of jobs for a lot of people.
It sure was, and it sure lit up the area. Good grief, the lights were on all night, all over the place. It was terrific.
Most of them were 24 hours a day.
They had to be.
It had to be.
Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, it stopped, and we became a shipyard again.
I'm curious, you built your home when you retired. You built that house, correct, in Jennison Park?
Right.
Did you choose that on purpose?
Probably so.
Yeah.
No, actually, Mother and Dad had owned the property I built the house on for many, many years, and I don't know what they ever thought they were going to do with it. My brother lived way down at one end of it, and my husband and I just decided this is where we want to live.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we wanted to live in Holland, Mackitaw Park, but by that time, Aldean's had bought the shipyard, including our two homes, my uncle's home. He was the man that also started with Dad and tore our house down, so I couldn't retire there, so we decided to live where we live now, and we're very happy there.
Yeah.
So you saw the end of the Mackitaw Hotel.
Oh, yes, that was 1945 or 46.
Right.
Uh-huh. They raised that. They couldn't keep it going anymore.
No.
Yeah, that was.
And I'm not sure it was really a safe building.
It wasn't. That was the problem. It was too much money to take and convert it and bring it up to date.
Mm-hmm. And by that time, the Ottawa Beach Hotel had disappeared, of course. And
oh, man, that was a long time ago. That was
1923.
Yeah,
right.
23. Mm-hmm. And then Point West got started after the hotel, and that was a gorgeous place. Oh, my.
It was
indeed. Restaurant.
People in Holland still talk about the dinner rolls at Point West that I was never able to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday we can, I think there's talk of resurrecting some sort of buildings out there for entertainment buildings.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least get the recipe and share it.
Now, this book is principally about Jennison Park and Jennison Electric Park, as we called it then.
Yeah. Lois is really good, though, in talking about the area resorts, Mackitaw and Ottawa Beach and Wakazoo, and some of the other ones, just so that people have a sense of what Jennison Electric Park looked like in the greater resort scheme of the area.
Let's try and see if I can get this call in. Yes, you're on the line.
Yeah, I remember Point West was always cleaning the dining rooms and everything else.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you were
big. That was back when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, yeah. All right, very good.
So that brings back good memories.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. He worked in the hotel in the Point West. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Point West, okay, that would have been after 45.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably in the 50s.
That was a nice restaurant for a long time.
It was beautiful. That was beautiful, beautiful stone fireplace looking right down the lake to Holland. It was, breaks my heart they ever took it down.
Yeah. Now, we had a post office over there and just to the south of the hotel. And I got another call coming in. Good morning. Good morning, Talk. Good morning, Talk the Town. I guess not. Okay. So you had to leave Jennison Park and you had to come back to it after you were married.
Yes. Well, I left Mackinac Park.
Yeah.
Right after high school. Then
right after
I went
high
away
school?
To school and found a husband, raised a family, and then came back to Mackinac Park.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote this book after you got back?
No, it's fresh off the press.
Fresh
right
off
now.
The press. Yes, it is. I
yeah,
can feel
it's,
it.
It's 2 weeks old. It, maybe two
at
weeks
the
old.
At
yeah.
The most, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The ink, I think the ink is dry on that copy.
Yeah.
Too, so you should
a
be
A lot
good.
Of people will want to read this book, I'm sure. Jennison Electric Park. It's a nice, colorful cover. And on the cover, you can see a part of Jennison Electric Park as well. And we got a call now. Good morning. You're on the line.
Hi. I was wondering if the book is available at Reader's World.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, it is. We had our signing this past week, but you can still purchase it there.
Okay, thank you.
And they will probably have it in stock for some time.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, I'm sure they will.
It's a book that's, it'll be a lot of good reading for a lot of people.
I hope so.
A lot of good people have some good memories.
Well, I told Lois when she chose the beautiful color cover, that if that cover doesn't draw your attention over there to flip open the first page and then you'll get engrossed in the text,
right?
Then that's about the best book cover I've ever seen when it comes to
catching your eye.
Eye candy. It's eye candy to anybody looking for historical books.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time here, but it's been a real pleasure having you here today.
Well, thank you, Duke.
And talking about old times, as I remember some of them too.
Okay, well, we'll have to get together for lunch sometime.
That's a good idea. All right, all right. And, Jeff, we always know that you are full of historical facts.
Yep, anytime you want to talk about history, call me up.
Yep.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But above all, I want people to remember this. Jennison Electric Park is the name of the book, and it is on sale at Reader's World.
And the Holland Museum.
And the Holland Museum
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yep.
So those two locations,
yep.
So. Thank you very much for being our guest, Lois.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
It was a joy.
And I'll be back after news and weather. Stick around. We'll try to make it all worth your while here on WHTC.
Okay.